And the gates were opened wide. Old John of Gaunt, the traitor, we burnt his palace down. Threw all his treasure in the flood, yet never took one crown. For Gaul and Tyler, Orr and Lister, Grind, Cobb and Jack Straw. Then to the temple off we went to flush the lawyers out. We burnt their charters and their books and put them to a rout. They all went scuttling for their lives, a squeaking out with fright. Like imps of hell or sewer rats, it was a wondrous sight. To Ball and Tyler, Orr and Lister, Grind, Cobb and Jack Straw. Upon the 14th day of June, the king rode to Mile End, and he spoke softly to us all, I am the poor man's friend. Your wrong shall all be righted, all bondsmen be made free. Oh, curse the day we trusted him, for he lied wickedly. To Ball and Tyler, Orr and Lister, Grind, Cobb and Jack Straw. Field next we met the king, the nobles gathered around. The Lord Mayor struck a killing blow, while Tyler struck the ground. Our masters bared their teeth and smiled to see our hero slain. You have been slaves since you were born, and slaves you'll now remain. Ball and Tyler, Orr and Lister, Grind, Cobb and Jack Straw. Of England long ago rose to demand their rights. Though they've been dead 600 years, remember them tonight. They raised the flag of liberty, they fought the battle well. They died, but others will arise to ring the freedom bell. Like Ball and Tyler, Orr and Lister, Grind, Cobb and Jack Straw.
And Ball and Tyler, Raw and Lister, Grind, Cobb and Jack Straw are all men who fought to overthrow the tyranny of King Richard II in the 1380s in England, in the famous rebellion of that day. And of course it was crushed, but the struggle of those folks is memorialized in this song, an old folk song from In These Hard Times, from Roy Bailey, who's a folk singer from England. Let's turn now to a tape I made yesterday at the farmer's market. And actually, I'm much more optimistic, even though I'm still facing misdemeanor charges after the farmer's market yesterday. I'm more optimistic because, first of all, I worked up the nerve to walk on the grounds of the farmer's market, even though it was I was threatened with a trespass prosecution, a second trespass ticket, which would have meant a time in jail and a bail, probably. And I walked onto the grounds. Actually, Becky Johnson, video journalist, was nice enough to earlier come and be available to video me, but at that time I was kind of keeping my post in front of the farmer's market, giving out flyers and petitioning, and so I didn't do it. And I actually walked onto the farmer's market grounds. I didn't have any video support.
Hi, you're on Free Radio.
Robert, Ed.
Hey, Ed, the notorious Ed Howes of the Vehicular Residents Association.
Hey, was that a Der Fuhrer marching music I was hearing?
No, that was an...
I had to be an asshole for a minute.
Yes.
A little bit of Minute of Glory.
Mm-hmm. So, it's good to hear you. Anything you wish to report from the old Harvey West, where you sometimes park, I would imagine?
No, not right. You know, what I wanted to talk about was, I heard the woman mention Bruce Bratton,
uh-huh.
His name.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say that I was surprised yesterday with the Metro. He gave up all of his the whole page for, and he put in some really good articles, one by Howard Zinn and two other gentlemen. I've never heard their names.
Well, the one thing he didn't quote about Howard Zinn was what Zinn had to say about Santa Cruz, which he said back in 1996 regarding Mike Rotkin, who was then mayor, and the sleeping ban when he spoke at UCSC, which was when he asked about the sleeping ban, he said, "What should we do?" He said, "You should disturb the sleep of the people who pass those laws." And, of course, Bruce Bratton would never put such a quote in his column because he doesn't mind quoting these guys on national issues in which everybody can agree, at least all the progressive community. But when it comes to real cutting-edge issues, old Bruce is sticking in there with Catherine Byers and Marty Wormhout and these folks who have no particular interest in homeless civil rights, in fact, have an interest in suppressing the issue. So.
Well, I appreciate what you have to say. You've been at it for years, so you definitely know what's
But I like
going
what
on.
I mean. I like.
But I still wanted to say.
Yeah.
You know, I got kicked ass. Nobody else had the guts to do that. But you know, the article.
Well, I've seen a lot of good letters in the Sentinel. Frankly, the Sentinel letters on peace are outnumbering the letters on war substantially.
I don't even read that anymore.
Right. Well, the Sentinel's editorials suck, but the letters I'm very impressed with. And I mean, I think there is a massive.
It's hope, huh?
Huh?
It's hopeful.
Yeah, it sure is. And I don't think you know, Bratton is doing anything remarkably brave by turning his column over to people that most of Santa Cruz agrees with. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, that's not a very brave thing. I mean, I like what these guys have to say. I think they're incisive, and I think they're good. But I'd like to see Bratton weighing in on issues that actually affect poor people in this community directly.
Well, I left him a message. Thanking him on his message machine, and I also said that something worse to the effect that I've always had kind of a bone to pick with him because
right.
He doesn't speak up for the poor people, but I still wanted to thank him anyway.
Well, I'm glad maybe he will hear, you know, in the praise, he will be able to move forward on the other issues. It's always a possibility, although frankly, I don't think so. I think he's in the same mold as Wormhout and Byers and Fitzmaurice. That's,
well,
you know, those are the people he hangs out with.
Excuse me.
Sorry?
I don't know, a man who would print those, he's got potential at any rate. I still appreciate it, but nobody else, you know, I mean, Howard Zinn article, and he was quite something. But.
Okay, well, I hope you're right.
Well, you know, I know what you're saying.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem.
I believe credit where credit is due, and that's the most profound
no
thing
problem.
I see anybody do about here.
I hope we'll be seeing you at the Huff meeting on Wednesday at 8:30.
Yeah, I will. This,
at Baker
yes,
Square.
I will.
Okay.
Yeah, I will.
All righty.
Thank you, Robert.
Hey, thank you.
See you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, let's meander back to the farmer's market and hear some of that tape while we still have a few minutes of airtime.
We're talking here at the farmer's market at 4:15 on September 26th to
Eric Schmidt.
And Eric, you're circulating a petition that says you're looking for the ecological integrity of the UCSC Farm and Garden Project in the 21st century. You say you were arrested on campus for circulating this?
Yeah, it was in April at the beginning of the apprenticeship program. I went up there after I had permission from Jim Leap, the farm manager, the day before. And I went up there in the morning and they arrested me. I had a parking pass. I was putting up photographs on my bulletin board. Photographs of the farm project, how it looked 20 years ago. And I guess they didn't want people to see what the farm project looked like 20 years ago, so they had me arrested.
And where were you again?
I was on the steps of the farm center up at the farm project.
Are you a student, alumnus?
I'm a former student? Yeah, I'm a former alumnus.
Troublemaker?
No, I have a certificate from the farm project, biological horticulture, that I got years ago. I planted trees up there. And I was there when Steve Gleason came and basically retrofitted the place.
Keep going. Now, you actually have a court appearance coming up shortly, right?
Yeah, tomorrow I have to go in court and plead not guilty, I guess. I was going to plead not guilty by reason of insanity. Insane for thinking that I had any rights.
Well, you certainly are crazy, aren't you? And crazy as they come, I can see that.
If you read the petition, it's quite logical and well-written.
Now, if people want to, how would you summarize the petition? Give us, say, three salient points in the petition that you want the free radio audience to know about.
It's about ecological integrity, and that's what that place is supposed to be about, ecological integrity. And yet it lacks composting toilets, does not off the grid, it doesn't have any solar power panels, doesn't have any wind generation, it doesn't have animals. And I thought the definition of a farm was animals. They store toxic chemicals near the barn in a petrochemical shed, that type of stuff.
Have you brought these concerns to the university in written form?
Yes, I printed this twice in the Metro Santa Cruz the last couple of years, and I know many people in Santa Cruz have sent them into the chancellor.
I see it's been, in fact, it says, please send to MRC Greenwood, chancellor.
Yeah.
Have you tried to have a conversation with her?
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm.
Well,
she sent me a letter of thank you, and she said that she sent my petitions to a planning committee running the social sciences department or something. But I haven't really had any response, any physical changes happen since. This petition is 8 years old. I first presented at the 25th anniversary of the Farm and Garden Project. And at this point in time, they're trying to keep me off campus from talking to anyone. They have a gag order on the petition up at the university.
What is a gag order?
That's where they don't talk to the new apprentices about the petition. Even though it was printed in the Metro, they tell the staff, don't talk to any of the new apprentices about this. You know, so.
Now, your name again is?
Eric Schmidt.
How can people get in touch with you, Eric, to get more information about this?
I have an email, ericnschmidt@hotmail.com.
Okay. Is there a phone number?
Sure, if you want to call me, it's area code 530-627-3713.
And where is that?
It's up in Orleans, California, in Northern California.
You're just here for the day?
Yeah, I come down. I have to go to court here.
That's happening tomorrow?
Yes. Well, my family's been farming in this state for 3 generations. I know something about the university and about farmland.
Now, what court are you going to? What is the charge?
Going to the county court, I guess.
Right.
The charge is trespassing, assault on a police officer, which, of course, is completely untrue. And the other charge is resisting arrest.
All these stem from incident on what date?
From the April 17th, when I went up there with my petitions and photographs and started putting them on my bulletin board. It all stems from that.
Eric,
I went into, yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, I'd just like to say that I think the right to petition is fundamental to a free society. And if we want to fight this war on terrorism, we've got to allow the freedom of petition. And they can't just sweep people's concerns under the rug and have people arrested for no good reason.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, I'm circulating a petition on the very same subject. I was arrested here last week for circulating a petition. I'll give you a copy.
Here at the farmer's market?
Here at the farmer's market.
So it's 4:30. We're at the farmer's market and catching signatures on the petition for a friendly farmer's market from a man with a hat. From out of town, I guess. It's a warm day, and Becky Johnson has a video camera over there and is prepared to start videoing. And we have a man who's videoing. What's your name, sir?
Bill Park.
Bill, you got a phone number you reached at?
Yeah, my number is 423-315.
Thank you, Bill. And thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Power to the people.
Hey, so you've talked to Janet Blazer, the manager today, and she said that she is interested in talking about this issue, not interested. What's her situation?
Well, she said she would talk to us. When exactly, I'm not sure, but she's open to talking, so that's a good sign.
And there is a meeting on Monday of the Board of Directors of Farmers Market at 4 o'clock at Loudoun Nelson Center.
That's right, and it's closed, but I think I'm going to submit a written proposal with different specific items as far as what we want to drum at a certain time, to table at a certain place, that kind of thing.
Now, have you spoken to other drummers about this issue?
Yeah, I still have a lot more people to talk to get more support, but I have talked to some.
And what kind of sense do you get? Do you get a sense that there was a sense last week the drummers didn't drum at all? They were, I take it, intimidated by the tickets the week before.
Well, actually, I was very surprised at how considerate and understanding the drummers are. A lot of people, a lot of drummers I talked to were like, I'm not going to drum if someone does not want me to drum. And so they're very sensitive, and they're very considerate, and they understand people's feelings about drumming.
Yeah, but don't you think they were intimidated from drumming last week?
Oh, of course. And, you know, that's a strong arm tactic, and that kind of thing just doesn't need to be done anymore. So that's why I want to get a negotiation of some sort going on. And if Janet doesn't want to talk to us, maybe someone on the board of directors will. Because there's no reason that we can't sit down like peaceful adults and talk it out, negotiate, and haggle it out, because we're all reasonable and we all have good intentions.
I second that. Thank you, Winnis.
Okay, thank you.
That's a whole other issue, isn't
it? I'm talking to an anonymous person who's a reporter for a great weekly in one of our local cities. What is your, having heard of this arrest last week, what do you think of it?
You want a good attorney?
No.
I can't offer an opinion.
Send him my way, but I can't pay him anything.
What are you talking about?
Well, okay, what arrest are we talking about?
I'm talking about my arrest for trespass with intent to disturb a business, which in essence was for circulating a petition, because all I was doing was going from person to person asking if they wanted to sign the petition, and there was no...
Did you have a table set up, or were you...
No, I was walking with a clipboard.
Well, I can't have an opinion, but I think that there is a Supreme Court case...
Pruneyard,
right. Which I think is pretty clear, that you're allowed to practice your First Amendment rights on quasi-public... property.
That's open to the public, particularly outdoors quasi-public property.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I know. Well, but again, I'm an unbiased observer.
Oh, thank you, unbiased observer.
Don't put my name in.
So, we have an anonymous observer here who walked through the market. We'll call him G. And G, you went through the market and you found there's actually someone in the market passing out petitions?
There's someone passing out a flyer about a cause, and there's another person that is having a petition signed, and they're not being harassed, as they never have been, to my knowledge, for many years.
Right.
Well, I just wanted to let you know, because, I mean, right. You've been discriminated against, and it's a shame.
I agree. And we may go in there anyway. Yes. And so you yourself are concerned that you think the reason that I was given the bum's rush here and arrested and taken away in handcuffs is because I was turning out a petition that was whose content Janet Blazer, the manager of the farmers market, objected to?
Well, I can't say that for sure, but I've been coming here for what as long as the market's been going that I know, and for for multiple decades I've been signing petitions that I thought were righteous, and I've never seen anyone harassed, and now today I just was in there quickly and saw a couple petitions being signed by different people going through and also by flyers being passed out, and there was no reaction to it by anyone. And they were doing exactly the same thing that you were doing last week.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And you were selected and you were picked out of the crowd to be
made an example of. Yeah.
And so the only difference between you and these people now is...
Petition for a friendlier farmer's market. Get out, folks.
Quick question. Who do you think is responsible? I mean,
what's your name?
Jane.
And Jane, you came down here to sign this petition?
Yeah, I read it in the paper on the second page of the Sentinel this morning, and I saw that as a bodyguard and this
Janet
and that I...
As a bodyguard.
And, of course, Jane here is talking about the fact that the Sentinel had an interesting, fairly unbiased story on page 2 yesterday, which mentioned, and had a big picture of Janet Blazer, it mentioned Janet Blazer had a bodyguard and that I had been arrested for circulating a petition. I do have to say this. On talking to some of the drummers afterward, right before the show today, I learned that they were able to drum without further ticketing and harassment by Blazer and or other officials of the farmer's market yesterday in the area next to the farmer's market. So this sounds like an improvement. And I also myself eventually was able to walk the farmer's market very late in the day when I finally worked up the nerve to walk on the property and talk to the vendors. And Blazer must have seen me. I was walking around clearly and she was within eyesight of me. And she did nothing to harass me further. But I had heard from two reporters Blazer talked to within 24 hours prior to this that they were intending to get a temporary restraining order against me, which apparently hasn't materialized, which I think is a sensible thing, because not only is it bad law, you can walk around the farmer's market. I'm sorry. The police department should know better than to give Blazer this kind of power. They should tell Blazer to go to the DA with her complaint and not have me arrested, because it's a false arrest. But secondly, it's bad publicity for the farmer's market, because a lot of people who patronize the farmer's market don't like the idea of petitioners being arrested. That's what I heard time and time again from folks signing my petition yesterday for a friendlier farmer's market. And had I had it all together, I would have suggested every single person who signed that petition walk over to Janet Blazer and ask her just what the hell was going on. You know, what was she doing? And I think that would have been a good idea, but you think of these things afterward. Maybe we'll do that next week. And as I say, I want to remind you that on Monday, there is a meeting of the Board of Directors of the Farmers Market at the Loudoun-Nelson Center. It's still not clear whether it's 4 or 5 o'clock. For more information on this, call 423-HUFF, 423-4833, and I'll try to give you the latest update. What we're going to do now is play a bit more of this tape, and then Uncle Dennis is going to be coming on with Earth First. Have your notebooks and pencils ready and all the earwax cleaned out. This is a much more studious and a fast-paced informational distribution show than my rather casual show is, so get ready for that. And you can join me again on Bathroom Spears Broadsides on Sunday, 11 o'clock in the a.m., and call off times between 423-4833 at Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom.
She wanted to get along with the constituents of the farmer's market. She should look a little bit more like a farmer, for starters, but that's like obviously too simple.
A straw hat would be good.
A straw hat.
Homespun
attitude. I'd say she should put her overalls on.
Damn right, and start restoring basic rights here at the farmer's market as well.
And I come here for the drumming and the music and the ambiance. So Santa Cruz,
you knew how much you distorted everything.
And I understand. And I brought my sister here to see that this is Santa Cruz.
Right.
So
you should talk to this woman over here, because she has a different point of view.
I'm anxious because I know what I like, what works for me.
All righty.
We have a call.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
We all take that.
Okay.
I'll be glad to take this.
All righty.
They don't have a
call. So. Good.
Customers have come up and said, I'm not coming here anymore. This drives me nuts. Guy walks up to a customer with two little kids and offers him drugs. He says, I'm not coming here anymore. We make our living coming down here. We pay to be here. And I don't think the guys who are so gung-ho on this understand that. We're not coming here to play music. We have people to feed. We have bills to pay. And if we lose
this
market...
You've been doing this for 10 years?
13 years.
13 years.
I've been doing this for 20 years. I've been doing this market since day one.
Right, but why do you think that the farmer's market is going to be closed down? See, that's the concern.
Because for some reason, they blame this whole group.
Who is they?
Causing problems on us.
Because City Council just granted you a permit, and I don't know why.
But they blame us for this group, as though we're
sponsored. Where did you hear this? Where did you exactly? I know Janet has written it, but and other than what she has written to you, anything else?
From the City Council.
That I would like to see. That document I have not seen.
I haven't seen it, but that's what I've heard. That's
see,
what I've been
see,
told,
I,
and that is very upsetting
to me. I went to the City Council.
And
it should be. I would understand that. But I've been to City Council offices, and I asked for documents on this, and the only thing they have are statements from Janet Blazer that she's concerned about that possibility.
This has been going on way before Janet was here. This was going on last year, and the thing is that Leah did nothing about it. And I think because of Leah, it got built up and up and up and out of hand, and now it's so loud and there's so many that, yes, I mean, maybe you guys think that you're a real contributing part of the farmer's market.
I'm not a drummer myself. I just believe that the drummer should not be
and
just
I'm just saying
excluded
that
per se.
A lot of the general public doesn't think that's a great part of the market and therefore don't come here. And that's affected us. It's affected our pocketbook.
Now, you've been working here for 13 years.
13 years.
And how and if you were to examine...
Right around holiday time, then hands out lots of sunshine. Bathrobe Spears Broadsides is what you've been listening to here on Free Radio Santa Cruz. And that'll return on their Sunday morning incarnation at 11 a.m. this coming Sunday and every Sunday right here on Free Radio Santa Cruz.